The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That is right. It is that time on Monday nights right here at radio-memphis.com. It is time for your road tip, brought to you by Ken Barr Films and Radio Memphis. Hanging out with me, Dee. It is Monday, September the 24th. And of course, we are already on tip number 49. Can you believe it? Already. And that's right. Those of you that may be tuning in and wondering what it is that we're doing, if you haven't figured it out now, we've been doing it for like over a year, but it just happens to be that this is the time that we get to do a really cool thing, and we're offering you a tip, okay? And it's for whether you're in the studio, it's whether you're out on the stage, or whether you're out on the road, but it's not for the musicians, okay? It's for the people that are behind the scenes. It's for the people that help put those incredible events and shows and everything together. It is for the road crew. And of course, you know, tonight is always, you know, is a really, really fun one, because you guys love it. Yeah, I mean, I love it. I know you guys love it too, is when my UK connection gets to call in, he gets to check in. And I'm so glad that he's checking in, because I got a picture from him earlier this afternoon, and you know, he was showing me kind of where he was working at, and I got a picture of a very cool castle. I'm kind of envious. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Kevin Walsh, Batty, on the phone with me right now. And of course, we're talking about ETS services, and we're going to see what kind of craziness he's been into. Hey, honey.
Hello from the future.
Hello, future. This is the past talking to you. You know, it's going to be really fun when we get to do this around Christmas time and stuff like that, because then we need to have like road crew ghosts. One from the future, you know, one from the past, one from the future, one for the present, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Road crew ghosts, now there's a few of them knocking about.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Batty Walsh, how are you doing, honey? What are you doing?
I've got my cup of... Hey, hello, Phil, behind you.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, Batty.
There he goes.
I've got my cup of Dapsang Souchong, and, you know, yeah. I have to get up early. The alarm went off at 3, and I thought, why am I getting up for 3? I haven't got to get up. I've got nothing to do.
Quit, man. You've been hounding me, man. You've been hounding you. Of course, we've been playing dodge with each other too, because the last couple of Mondays that we've been trying to get you in to check in with us and stuff like that, you've been actually very busy and doing something like, I don't know, work.
Work. Oh, we don't use four-letter words like work around here, or hard, or soap, or bath, or wash. We don't use any of those.
What?
Don't use any else. I've been doing a few gigs here and there, and the Arctic Monkeys there over here in the Birmingham Arena, that was interesting, and they got some cool guys working for them as well.
That
was okay. By the way, I just got a phone call 5 minutes back from Sam. He said he's at the airport in Memphis. He wants to know how to get to the station.
Oh, you're kidding. Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. This was part of our messaging back and forth. Well, you know, for those of you who tuned in, I get this picture, you know, in my messenger.
Yeah, put that up on the website for everybody to look at. Sam the man.
Sam the man? Yeah. And of course, you know, you guys, well, the first picture I got was today's office for you guys, and it was at the Belvoir Castle. What were you doing on the grounds? It looks like you guys were, like, you know, lurking and stalking.
Well, some of us were working, and young Adam was sleeping. You know, he's the guy on the bag sleeping.
I was like, what kid is he, man? He's like sleeping in all the bags and stuff. Yeah, you sent me that too. And then you sent me this very cool picture.
It's like 170 acres of England's finest country there, and there's, you know, people shooting stuff there, and there's dogs running around. And what it was for was I don't know, this doesn't float my boat, but if it does, great. For a 24-hour run around in a 10K circle, 10K on one piece of land.
Wow.
For as long as you can in 24 hours, and then collapse into one of our tents. You know, and there was like, I think we put 100 tents up or something. Deck them all out as we do, you know.
Is that's a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a triathlon thing and swim across the local, the pond, which is within the grounds, but they said, no, they can't swim across the pond because there's a shark in it. So they just run around in this 10K circle, 10K on one piece of land. Wow. And so, then when you're done, you collapse in your tent and have some popcorn or biscuits or whatever. And the one who does the most laps in 24 hours wins, and somebody done 21. 10K laps.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Really? That makes me want to fall out thinking about it. Well, okay, so if you win, what do you win?
Who knows? It's just the fun of taking part in it, and we came back to our tents and everything was folded up nice and neatly for us, and love letters said thanks very much, and what did anybody win? I don't know. A sheep or something, or meeting with his lord.
So what were you doing out there? Because it didn't even sound like you were. What was your responsibility?
That was great, man. It was a great day. We had to just go out there and take back our beautiful tents, pack them up.
Could
have been really, because it's been the weather here has been like really cold and horribly rainy on Sunday. Another wedding one where we've taken, and then yes. Oh, it was beautiful yesterday. It was gorgeous sunshine, and the castle looked like Camelot, you know.
It does. It is. It's a beautiful castle, and that's what when I was. I saw the picture, and I was like, "Wow, what kind of gig is this?"
Yeah, we're hanging out with the lord and ladies of the land. And he didn't bring us a cup of tea.
Mm.
The flag was up, so he was in. Didn't bring us anything, Mr. Belvoir, if you're listening. Or is it pronounced Beaver Castle?
Either way.
20 acres of England's finest in Leicestershire. Leicestershire, see, there's another one you can't say, like Worcestershire sauce.
Hey, I can't believe you said that. Do you know that I brought myself some Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire sauce, did you?
I did. I'm going to say it just like that, too. I don't care. I bought some over the weekend because I had to have some on my eggs. I can't believe you said that.
On your eggs? Cool.
Yeah.
If you make a chili, put some in the chili.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Well, you can put it in anything. You put it in Bloody Marys. You can.
Well, yeah, you do put it in Bloody Mary. Okay, I know about that.
You can clean your windows with it.
I know, you get it's going to smell. I don't know if I want any tip. I don't know if I want a tip from you now. No.
That's another tip for you. That's another tip, folks. Wash your car with it. Yeah. And clean your windows. It's really good for cleaning windows.
That's disgusting.
You know, with running around your house with a rag full of Worcestershire sauce.
Yes, so apparently you were on my mind and you were meant to call me because, like I said, I had to make some Worcestershire sauce on there. So there you go.
Worcestershire.
I know. I don't even feel comfortable saying that word.
Worcestershire.
How do you spell what?
Worcestershire. You said it then. Worcestershire. Yeah, there you go.
It sounds like you're mumbling it. Worcestershire. That sounds stuck up. You know that.
Can I have some Worcestershire sauce, please, young man?
Did you say that with your pinky stuck out?
You can. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Worcestershire sauce, please, young man.
Those of you who tuned in, I'm talking to Paddy Walsh out of the UK. Okay, it is 3 o'clock in the morning there for him. And under normal circumstances, he makes sense. And apparently he's going to give me tip number 49.
49, and you thought tip number 50 would be the cool one to be on because I get all the good numbers. But hey, no, Funk 49, just like Uncle Joe.
Now, don't take anything away from Kenny now. Come on.
No, absolutely not. He should have us all on for tip 50. All there, get us all on there, and we'll totally take over his show for now.
You should. I mean, you should. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I was thinking about Kenny earlier today, too. And you know, I let him know that you were actually going to be hanging out with me for the tip. And he was like, he was totally good with that. After we got done and was all said and everybody was where they needed to be on that, it was funny because I saw the stuff come up, you know, today on the news about Kiss and about how you can have Ace Frehley serve as best man at your wedding. Did you see all of this?
No.
So apparently Kiss by Monster Mini Golf in Las Vegas is offering a special Ace Frehley wedding experience, and it's
I don't want to get married.
Where you that. Well, there you go. If you were you can have
I won't be winning that prize, young Ace.
Well, check this out. You tell me if this is worth this. You can have they're offering a special where you can have Ace Frehley serve as the best man at your wedding, or walk the bride down, okay, the aisle, at the Love It Loud, a rock and roll wedding chapel. And the price for this wedding package, okay, and it's available from October the 26th to the October the 28th. The price for all of this is $6,000, okay? What this includes is that, obviously, Ace is your best man or giving away the bride, and you use the KISS Wedding Chapel for the ceremony, wedding, vow renewal, or commitment ceremony, whatever you want to do. You have a professional photographer, complete photo session, digital rights to all images. Yep, you get all the photos, okay, emailed to you to keep, and the wedding will be live streamed via Facebook, okay, live on Ace's Facebook and KISS Wedding Chapel, so your friends and family can watch your ceremony live from the comfort of their own home. You have a wind-up, you will wind up having a rocker photo session, rocking photo session with Ace, his actual guitar. And I got married at the Love It Loud Wedding Chapel for 45 with colored vinyl record and special certificate. And of course, you get a cake and all kinds of stuff. And you get to invite up to 10 guests.
$6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably cheaper than a divorce, I suppose, over there.
You think that's a good day? You think that's a good deal?
Well, I could do it for cheap, but if you want me, I'm there walking you up the aisle and doing your best money.
I don't want to get married. I'm just throwing this out there, man. Because
I know. I mean, if someone's out there that want me to do it, I'll walk up the aisle and run away with your bride. Fair enough, actually. Well, sick. Blimey, do you need the money there, Ace boy? Yeah. You know what? You never see. You know, everybody has these big weddings and Ace freely walking you up the aisle, and they have these limousines with white ribbons on and flowers and shit like that. No, you never see any of that at the divorce. Years back there, I came up with a fantastic idea.
See?
And I approached a flower seller, a flower shop, and said, you do all kinds of flowers and bouquets for weddings and birthday parties and blow up balloons. Why don't you do divorce wreaths?
Yeah.
And she looked at me like, what? I said, divorce wreath.
Brilliant.
When you get divorced, send your ex a wreath.
Oh.
Mostly black flowers, and say, you can just throw it on their lawn. Or divorce wreaths, along with the black limo with black ribbons. What on
earth? Oh, you're taking it down the dark side.
If you've got Ace walk you up the aisle and you get married, I'll do the other one. I'll walk you back down the aisle with black reason. And
what are you going to do, walk backwards?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great for a good time. And, you know, it won't cost you $6,000. I don't know.
Well, see, that is brilliant. Now that you put it like that, you know, with the wreaths and things like that. Because I was
in Radio Land out there. Ace, if you're listening, divorce wreaths, I'm telling you.
They need to have something similar to that. Yes, they need to have something where you're celebrating the fact that you got a divorce. And, you know,
absolutely.
And you should be able to have all the flowers.
Indeed, with a divorce wreath.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a whole coming out party. You know what I mean? You know, for that the person who's celebrating, too.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you have the hen parties and you know, the night before you get married, go out with the girls and the guys go out with the guys. Well, dude, just do that again, but with all dressed up in your most happiest, go luckiest divorce wreath. You know, and they all got hit the t-shirts with she's the bride or I've just got divorced.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Finally free. Out of jail, you know? Yeah.
Just free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until the next time.
You know,
I got married like 5 times. I'm like, you went back 4 more times.
To the same person.
What do you want?
See?
I don't know. For me, all that malarkey. I don't know, but if you can get $6,000, Ace? Oh, really? Come on.
Well, like I said, you know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a wedding. You know, you could be just, you know, confirming vows or confirming your love to each other. You know, and I mean, look, you know, $6,000, you get all of this hoopla, you get this craziness, you know, the wedding chapel, and of course, you know, the mini golf, you know, location for KISS is a huge.
I'd rather drink $6,000's worth of Budweiser.
Of course you would. Of course you would. Absolutely. Only you, man.
You're all right. There's something wrong with it.
We don't have to worry about this, man, because we don't get married.
No, we don't, no.
No, but we can help you plan, you know, some serious, cool divorce parties, and we can help you plan, you know, breaking that engagement, and we can help you plan, you know, the rest of your life as the way it should be.
Yeah, well, actually, if you think about it, I suppose $6,000 that could fly me out to Las Vegas, put me up in a nice hotel like that triangular one, the Luxor one, and then I can walk up the aisle and take some pictures on my phone for you, and there's $6,000, have a weekend in Las Vegas, and hey. You got the Batman.
No, man. You got to come up. Look, you got to come up with a cake, and you got to come up with like cool rock music.
I'll bring some cake.
Shut up, man. Look. All right. What's the tip? Tip 49. Road crew. Let's look at. Let me reel you back in.
49. Tip. Don't get married.
If you want to be on the road crew, don't get married.
Don't get married.
That's not
the road crew type. Don't get married.
That is not the tip. What's your tip? You said you had a good one.
Well, the tip actually, it's another one of them ones that actually springs from working there with Sam and the boys. Sam the man, Sam who's at Memphis Airport waiting to get.
Tell Sam I said hello. Yes, that was a nice picture of him. Thank you.
Mondays, Sam the man. Isn't he cute though in that picture?
He's handsome. Yes, he's handsome. Are you? Remember, we just got done talking about.
You, baby.
There's no relationships and things. Oh, what do you just the tip, Batty? The tip.
The tip. Is one morning there while we're loading up all our tents. We got these like long wheelbase vans, and we take them out every morning. And Sam says, "Hey, Bat, check the oil and check the oil on them there vans and make sure everything's cool to go and take the guys there with you." So we got some real good guys with us, and there's two, three, four of them that are. Students are 21 to 30 odd, and they're all at uni. And you know what? They restore your faith in the youth of today. They've been doctors and whatnot. So I said, yeah, come on, guys. And first problem, where's the bonnet catch? How do you open it? Right, okay, there it is, open it. Next problem, we're going to check the oil. And they all go, where is it? How do you do it?
Oh.
Where's it? So the tip is, for those bands starting out who are throwing their gear in their van, know how to check your oil in your van and your water and your washers and your tyres and your engine.
Actually know about your vehicle.
Know about your vehicle. You know about your amplifiers, because I told you about that with the tubes and with your hands. Know about your vehicle. And one of these guys was 30 and he said, I'll just take it to the garage. What, to get the oil checked?
Oh my God.
Right, don't you do this stuff in school anymore? What?
I know.
It's actually part of the British driving test now here. When you come out of with your examiner, or your test, he'll say, can you lift the bonnet up? And these guys would have gone, no. Okay, so you fail. Yes, I can lift the bonnet up. And he'll say, where'd you put the washer fluid? Where'd you put the oil? Where's the battery?
Wow.
That's part of the driving test over here now.
See, that's the way it should be.
Before you get in the car.
That's the way it should be. I mean, we all come from a time when you got to start driving, that was such a special thing anyway, right? And and we came also from a time where, you know, we had, you know, family, parents, you know, whoever raised you was not, I mean, they were smart enough, okay, not to hand over the keys to you until you had some type of, you know, some type of thing. I mean, my father, I mean, it was one of those deals where not only do we have to know how to change the oil, we have to know how to change the tire, we have to know how to, you know, fix this, we had to know how to, you know, I knew how to rig my fuel filter and stuff when things wouldn't crank up the correct way, because you got to remember these are older cars, you know, and do certain things and get to where I needed to go. And we weren't allowed to, like, have those vehicles on our own unless we knew how to do all of those things.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I thought to myself, I can't. And look to these guys. These guys are going to be doctors, and you know, Torin is studying the guys at the conservatoire and music. And I bought him the one day. I bought him in the Chris Cornell guitar that Chris gave to me.
Yes.
And he bought his amplifier from home, and he sat there after we got back to the yard. Went across the road to the pub, of course, as we do, to have a beer. And he walks in with his amp and the guitar, and he said to the barman, can I plug this in over? And the barman went, yeah, carry on. And Torin played this amazing music. He'd been playing guitar for 5 years. we didn't know how to check the oil in the car.
Wow. Isn't that scary, though? I mean, because they're going to be in charge of some really important stuff like, oh, I don't know, your body and things like that. And they don't know how to do those things.
It was, because they all said, you know, there's one of them training to be a doctor, you know. And they all said the same thing. Well, we'll just take it to the garage. I said, yeah, but
from Feature Story News.
On the road somewhere, and what your car starts making. Would you know the sound the car makes when the oil's getting a bit low? No. Well, you know. And the next question then was, now see if you know this, D. I'll put you on the spot, honey. What happens if you put too much oil in your car?
Other than the fact that it smokes.
Not enough, we know what's going to happen. What happens if it's too much?
Other than the fact that it smokes to hell and, you know, all that craziness.
Yeah, that's pretty close. They just went, don't know. And one of the guys on the hard car had to say, well, your engine just blows up because there's too much pressure. That's right. And Sam knew the answer. Yeah, it blows up, there's too much. All the seals going, there's oil everywhere.
It is everywhere. Stop. That's right, because nothing seals
yeah.
down.
Strange tip for you there, but I mean, well, you know, I've done it starting off myself with bands in vans and all the gear, and we're sleeping on all the gear and whatnot, and then it stops. There's a clanking noise, and you think, what's that? And you dip the oil, and maybe there's not enough oil, so you get to the next services and get yourself some oil. But all them crazy things like, where do you put the washer fluid? And so one of the guys didn't know where that went. It's like, yeah, really?
You know what, though? This is a brilliant tip, because, you know, we've been talking, you know, we always wind up talking some, like, serious stuff and gear and stage and making sure we put white tape at the end of it so people don't fall off of it and making sure that we... This is a very cool tip, because... And this is such a concern for me.
Leave the house of the summer, you know?
Before you do anything. Do you even know how that ride works? And you're right.
Yeah.
They're so used...
They knew that. They knew where that went. That was pretty cool, you know. And then, and here's the best bit, right? So I wasn't condescending or anything. I said, well, just have a look at the engine, guys, because most of it's marked. So the one guy said, that blue cap there with the squirty looking thing, is that the oil? I went, no, but what else could it be? And he went, washer fluid. I went, you got it. It's all really simple, isn't it? It's marked. And they got, what's this one here with the oil can? Or is that it? And that's for your brakes. The brakes have fluid? Yes, so I have to explain that. And then I showed them where the dipstick was, and the one guy honestly said, how'd you get the oil in there?
No, he didn't. So, Batty, this is who you spent your weekend with.
How'd you get the oil down there? He's a very thin funnel.
Oh, my God, this is so scary, and this is so sad.
Yeah. Maybe it's just England and Brexit.
Blame it on Brexit.
Can't be like that over there in America. But I don't know. Maybe you just... I only take my car to mechanics to get the tyre changed on the wheel. Everything else I can do. The exhaust, the sensors. And I'm just thinking, is it just something that I could... I mean, I used to do a lot with my father, you know.
Well, yeah.
And he'd show me. But we did it at school as well. How mechanics, it was a thing, you know.
Yeah.
Women did it, the girls did it. Motor mechanics. I don't know. And I'm thinking maybe it's just one of them things I did at school, so I don't know. But guys and girls today, they just really just take the car to the garage for everything.
Everybody today is this, it's so funny because it's such a now society, now, I want it now, but also too, they are so dependent upon, you know, something, somebody else, you know, taking care of it, somebody else fixing it, or somebody else figuring it out and stuff, and that's a bad thing, Batty.
It's a bad thing when you think someone goes, there's a funny noise coming out of my engine, and they go, I'll sort that out for you, so no, hold on, dip the oil first, and they go, it's a bit low on the oil. Put a pint of oil in it and go, there you go, that's £100, please come back in an hour and it's sorted. You could have just go and get some oil yourself for £10 and get a pint glass from the pub and pour a pint of it in the engine, and there you go, you save yourself £90. Scary, man. You could put that to new tubes for your amp, you know.
You are killing me. You are killing me. I just, like I said, I cannot believe that this is what you spent your weekend with.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, well, you know, you got to do something at the weekend. Well, it was either that or watch people running around in a 10K circle around all these sheep.
Hey, but the picture of the castle was beautiful. The dude that you sent a picture of to me was very good looking. And, you know, so that's all right. It's a win.
Sam, he's on his way for you, baby. I'm the man.
You are killing me. You're absolutely killing me. Look, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, man. I'm totally done with you.
I didn't know for a tip. I thought, well, they can't do that for a tip. Surely not. You know, to be. I don't want to. You know. But I'm thinking, well, no, hang on, because I've got 4 or 5 young men here, and then one from ranging from 21 to 30, and 30 didn't know to dip the oil in his car. I'm thinking, well, if they were in a band and they were outside the house with all the gear in it, and start, you know, why don't they start? No one asked me that. Why doesn't an engine start, you know?
That's a great thing to look at. Are you?
You're late for the gig. Then you got to panic when you get there. You got to find another van to get to the gig.
They won't ever get there. What do you have coming up? What's your next gigs? What are you working on?
Oh, well, I was supposed to be doing Kylie today, and I had to blow it out and do the Castle instead. I'm flip flopping between road crewing and putting up tents in fields with Sam the Man.
Whatever pays.
I don't know, the cats in space. I've got the Australian Pink Floyd coming to town soon. I'm going to see the bass player there, who's a real good friend of mine, and we're going to check them out.
Okay.
And ELO, of course, they're coming to town. I'm going to actually be doing that, loading that in, but I can't stay and do the loader because I'm going to the show. So.
Oh, look at you. So you're
My good friend Wes Waring is the production manager, and he's from Birmingham, but he's a West Bromwich Albion fan, but I'll run all that against him. We're going to have a bit of a drink, I think, that night, so I better not do the loadout. I'll be unavailable.
Well, whatever you do, you make sure you tell all those boys I said hey.
Yeah, I will. Oh, absolutely.
How about that?
An interview for you.
Well, go sip on your tea. Yeah, I know you're
tea,
so...
Yeah.
Sip on your tea.
Hello, Mr. Bard, if you're listening. I know you will be, and I hope the doggies are fine. I know they're not been too well on them. What have you got lined up for number 50? Is that Kenny there?
It is Kenny, so that's next week.
Why not? So it should be.
Yeah, he'll be freaking out trying to figure out what to do, but, you know, he'll manage.
He'll be all right. Funk 49 was the best.
I wasn't expecting that.
Funk 49.
I wasn't expecting that.
But it's
kind of funny, because it's amazing how many don't know how to do this. You're right.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I do. I have to. I wasn't allowed to drive unless I did.
Yeah, man.
See?
Get it done. Know your instruments, know your gear, know your vehicle. Otherwise, you'll not get to the gig and you won't make some money, and that's it. You won't be able to go and spend $6,000 on a wedding with
on a wedding and have Ace Frehley walk you down the aisle.
Bruce Dickinson to do it cheaper than that.
Whatever. All right. I'm done with you. Sip your tea.
Okay, baby. Hey, you take it easy. Fill in the corner there.
Yes.
Take it easy, brother. Love you, man.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah, dude. Yeah, cheers.
Radio Memphis World, I love you all.
I love you too, baby. Listen, we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Patty Walsh. You know, sometimes, you know, he can be so off the wall. And even as quirky as that tip may have been, and what maybe probably doesn't make sense to a lot of you that are tuned in right now, at the same token, it's amazing how much it does make sense for those that really, 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 really don't know how to do that. So, tip number 49. Patty Walsh, the UK Connection, is telling you guys is to make sure that you know your vehicles.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.